USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is assuring black Americans he will continue the fight for civil rights as 600 marchers shed blood for nearly six decades ago. Biden made his comments earlier today in Selma, Alabama, during ceremonies commemorating the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, which is considered a turning point in the civil rights movement. There are no safety concerns following a train derailment in Ohio. During a news conference earlier today, Fire Chief Dave Mangle said there were no toxic chemicals in any of the 20 cars that left the rail.
The hazmat coordinator, myself, and the Ohio EPA made the determination that it was safe, so there was no hazard, both groundwater, air, nothing like that.
Mangle went on to say that officials with rail company Norfolk Southern were aiding local officials every step of the way and provided information on the contents of all the cars involved. Seven people, including five firefighters, are hurt after a scooter powered by a lithium battery sparked a massive fire at a New York supermarket. It happened earlier today in the Bronx. The scooter was captured on video inside the store, igniting the fire and quickly spreading. The supermarket was destroyed. The seven people injured are expected to be okay. Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's not going to run for president.
I was struggling because my heart was telling me to run. My head was telling me no, that this does not make sense for a whole host of reasons.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the former governor said it was because he cares more about ensuring a future for the Republican Party than securing his own future within it. He also said that the stakes are too high for him to be part of another multi-car pileup that could potentially help Mr. Trump recapture the nomination. Hogan has been a longtime critic of the former president. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
There's a pretty big job open in Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass is launching a nationwide search for a new general manager to lead the city's Animal Services Department. The department's been without a permanent GM for nearly 2 years. Animal Services is facing blowback from volunteers and rescue groups concerning animals being neglected, as well as staffing shortages. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says that he has no indication that Capitol Police have vetted security camera video from January 6th. That Fox News host Tucker Carlson says he plans to air. Appearing on CNN State of the Union, the New York Democrat said it's his hope and expectation that process will occur. This comes after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy gave Carlson access to around 41,000 hours of surveillance video of the 2021 Capitol riots. Everything Everywhere All at Once is a big winner at the Spirit Awards.
The offbeat time-bending adventure swept the Film Independent Spirit Awards, where it picked up seven wins, including Best Feature, Best Director, and Best Lead Performance. The first award of the night went to Kei Hui Kwan for Best Supporting Actor for his role in the film, and the nods just kept on coming. I'm Karen Sloan.
Leo the Lion roaring with delight now that an MGM picture is this week's top movie in North America. Creed III earned nearly $59 million in its first weekend in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.